Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM, Port Huron.
We are on radio. And that was a screech on the radio. Good morning. Welcome those in WPHM as we gather here at Our Savior. Christmas has 12 days, so this is the first Sunday of Christmas. Next week is Epiphany, concluding the 12 days of Christmas. This year, we sister churches, Lutheran Episcopal, Lutheran being ELCA, and the Episcopal, and we always have Jason from First P, for the last 3 years, join us in an Episcopal service. But this year, we put our eggs in one basket to go with the service of Darkness Blue Christmas, and we'll do Epiphany, which will be January, mark your calendars, January 6, 2020. Get you on your book right away. So do an Epiphany next year together with the two faith communities, and anybody who wants to join us. So we're glad you're here. This is the last Sunday of December. So no wild party in this week. And as we gather, for 35 years, I've designed different services for this Sunday. So it doesn't become a low Sunday, but it has something different. So it's not the same old, same old. This one is not like last year or any other year I designed a first Sunday of Christmas service. This is composed of multiple biblical readings, a short homily, and plenty of singing, which is what people always ask for. So, if you'll join me in the service, as we gather together, it's one of the seasons. Now you got Lenten hymns, which are rushing at us, first part of March, hard to believe, with a late Easter on April 21st. So each season has many hymns arranged appropriately for that particular season. Easter has many simply because there's 7 weeks of Easter. But this time of the Christmas tide, we've had Christmas hymns, some leaking in on Advent, full gush on Christmas Eve, and now this first Sunday. Our entrance hymn is Once in Royal David's City. If you'll please rise, I'm not going to make you stand for all of them.
Thank you.
off this mic. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, Lord of our lives, during a season of darkness, every day of our lives, may we see your light growing and shining in our lives, in our ways in which we meet life. Be with those around us, Lord, who still only see darkness, not a dawning light. And may that light grow in their lives as well. Through this service, Lord, reveal yourself to us in a special way. For the sake of our Lord, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. If you'll please be seated. Kind of give you a lead in for all these readings, since this is table talk to the lectors. Donna did not put large print readings on the lectern, so please bring your bulletin for the readings. Okay, so for the first reading, for Samuel.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Having dedicated her son Samuel to God's service, Hannah visits him every year when she and her husband Elkanah come to the Lord's house to offer sacrifices. God grants Hannah more children, and Samuel himself gains favor in the sight of all. Today, the first reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 18 to 26. The reading begins. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The first carol we sing this day is "Come, the Long Expected Jesus," Old Testament prophecies. Our second reading for the lector, Gary, And this one is a psalm, and traditionally we do responsively. Congregation's response is the bold. And when there's an antiphon, I made sure it was printed for your convenience. So Psalm 148.
And the second lesson is Psalm 148. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord in all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created, who made them stand fast
forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away.
The splendor of the Lord is over all heavens. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, doing God's will.
Mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young and maidens, old and young together, the splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over the earth and heaven.
The earth has raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Gary. The carol we sing next is Angels from the Realms of Glory. If you listen to the words of the psalm, not just merely reading them, you heard the call for Israel, for everything in the created order to praise the Lord. And so too in the carol, Angels from the Realms of Glory, come and worship. We sing.
Thank you.
third step we take with the readings is the scripture which Judy brings to us, Old Testament prophet Isaiah, speaking of a voice coming. And we heard it earlier in Advent from John the Baptizer, but spoken and promised 600 years before.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lesson 3 comes from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground, springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fool, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion. With singing, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Judy. There's a short story that comes with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. It is one of the oldest Christmas hymns. I mean, we're talking over 1,500 years old. In the Latin, from which the language comes to us in the English, it is built upon 7 O Come statements describing the divinity of the Messiah. So the first verse, page 7, O Come, O Come, and Ransom, describes his behavior. If you look over to the next page, now the descriptive words, O Come, Thou Wisdom. Next verse, after refrain, O Come, Lord of Might. O Come, O Branch of Jesse. It goes on, I give you the abbreviated copy. But if you turn to hymnals, you'll see the additional verses describing the Divine One coming as the chosen of God in the Messiah. We sing.
Thank you.
Lesson 4. Now moves us to the transition from Old to New Testament. We heard this on Christmas Eve, and particularly from the Lucan Gospel, because that is our gospel for this year. You're going to hear that as the dominant source text for our lectionary for the year. So it deals with the announcement that comes to Mary, our fourth reading. And it is Tony.
Lesson 4, the birth of Christ foretold. The scripture from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will have found favor, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord of God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Indicate to you that there's a typo. Page 10 is a repeat. So there's an insert inside your bulletin for Away in the Manger. We sing our next carol, Away in the Manger.
Thank you.
Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, and God's peace be with us this day. Amen. I guess you could say that it's been a long time coming. Been a long time coming. If you're anything like me, I'm not the most patient person when something is to begin. And if it doesn't start on time, I get, we'll say, moderately annoyed. Then if it takes longer, I get very annoyed. And then I'm ready to lay down the law by the third time. Why is it not ready? You set this time for me. Why have you not called me back? Why am I not seeing the doctor or whatever you're waiting for? Can you imagine in the days of Israel, there have been a people who have been battered by every nation above them, around them. They're still waiting for Messiah. Then another wave comes, and then a little bit of prosperity, and then another wave of evil comes upon them. And the Lord keeps sending prophet after prophet. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Well, Lord, when is it going to get better? You say that the treasures of Israel will be restored. The high holy mountain, Mount Zion, will be the center of gathering the nations. We don't see any steps of that taking place. You'll see, you say we're going to have our enemies destroyed. But after succession of Assyria, Babylon, and now Rome, Lord, when is our independence coming? When, oh when? I dare say we have prayed many times for our own needs and for the needs of others. And we've repeated the same litany as Israel did. When, oh when, is this going to get better? When is our good fortune and tide going to change? And the Lord reminds us, as he did for Israel, hold tight, wait, and see the salvation which the Lord your God shall work for you this day. Those were comforting words. They go back to the days of Moses. And even predate the prophets. God's encouragement to his people that while it looks like you're losing, God doesn't lose. God's victory is snatched out of the jaws of defeat. God will have God's way at a time determined by the Lord, not by what we think with our better judgment would be the way it should be. And so we stand with the crowd of this host of saints, waiting kind of like in the Hebrew epistle. We have this gathering in the Colosseum of all these dear ones who have preceded us. And they're cheering us on to see us to complete the finish of our salvation in life and cross the finish line the Apostle Paul speaks of. And so we stand with them cheering, singing, but there's no parade coming down the path. Oh Lord, hasten us and hasten the day. You and I hear the promises year in, year out, Advent, Christmas. Then we'll come to Easter, resurrection. When, oh Lord, will the day be completed? The Lord tells us, as during the Advent season, nobody knows the time but the Father in heaven. Not even the Son of God knows the time. All were asked for, as the writer of Hebrews, who spoke to Christians who were falling away from the faith. Do we know what that phenomena is like today? Absolutely. Some who have heard the gospel, walked away from it, or kind of as Jesus in the parable, the seeds and the soils, they've heard it, and they've turned a deaf ear, and the call of the world has captured their attention because at least there's action. Here it likes no action. And so there's a tendency to drift away. There's a tendency to be angry with God, and then the concerns of the world just draw us and suck us into the world. And it does for many who have been believers. And Christ encourages us to be faithful, even during the dark days and seemingly abandonment of God. If you listen to the lessons we've read, chosen specifically for this day, if you listen to the hymns, they're not just nostalgia. It is the word of the Lord also too, said by lyrists, poets, the writer of the hymn, to encourage the church of Jesus Christ when all is dark and seemingly purposeless, to be there and understand there is a purpose. There is kind of, as the writer Ecclesiastes, there's a time under heaven for everything. And it'll be the Lord's determination when enough is enough. And then, like at the conclusion of the book of Revelation, it was written for that book, not for the whole scripture, but it sure has been the cry of all of Christianity. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Come quickly. We're crazy people down here on planet Earth. We're discovering new things. We celebrated the anniversary of 50 years landing on the moon. We're talking about China planning a new device, whatever it is, security, still not sure, from the United States, down in Argentina. They say it's to see the dark side of the moon. The United States is fearful it is able to intercept our satellites and gather secrets. Who knows? And where does that lead us? That's a whole track that hasn't been on our radar screen with all the other dilemmas. Every time we hear disturbances among the nations, every time we hear threats, rumors of wars, events in nature, tsunamis this last week, and the corruption of nature, and still the world goes on, and the drummer keeps beating the beat. But then one day at a time, unexpected, the Lord Jesus Christ will come back. Not on our schedule. Lord knows that's failed. We tried to predict it for thousands of years. But it will be on God's terms, God's timing. And it's going to be like a surprise even for Christians. Come on, let's say it. It's a surprise even for Christians. We're not going to predict numbers, numerology, none of that stuff. It is God who is still God. It's God who is still worthy of our praise. The beauty of the Psalm 148 we responsively read is that eventually all the world, and I think of even my birds, they're all going to praise the Lord. We're all going to be like Paul says in Philippians. We're all going to bend our knees. And we're going to proclaim in unison, He is Christ. He is our Savior. He is the Lord. Even those who have arthritis, who have a hard time bending their knees, even those who can't speak or intelligible language, they will speak. And they will proclaim the greatest mystery of all. As we say in the liturgy of communion, Christ has come, Christ is coming, and Christ is coming in power. This day, it is Christmas, but we remember the whole story. Oh, God's coming to us from Old Testament, now in the person of the Word made flesh. He has dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory is the only Son of God. He is God's representation on our earth. May the promise of Christmas restore to us a sense of hope while we wait. And even if He doesn't come physiologically in person in our lifespan, believe me, He's going to meet us on our deathbed. And there He clears away all this clutter of this earth. And He raises up a higher vision of what we were here for. And all the old will pass away. And the new will begin now. May the God of grace, revealed in Jesus Christ, whose songs we praise generation to generation, may they never stop until our Lord returns. Amen. Our service continues with our prayers, and we have Jane arriving. to offer them for us. If you'll please rise.
Dwelling in the presence of God with us, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all in any need. God of wisdom, open our ears to hear your grace through the words and deeds of children. Inspire the youngest and the oldest in our midst to learn from one another with humility and patience. Hear us, O God. God of creation, praise to you for hills and mountains, fruit trees and forest, animals wild and tame, sea monsters, birds and reptiles. Spark delight in our hearts for all that you have made. Hear us, O God. God of hope, call us to peace and bind us together in perfect unity. Make wars to cease. Guide the leaders of the nations in your way of wisdom, compassion, and tolerance. Hear us, O God. God of healing, mend the broken hearts of those who suffer this day. Treasure everyone who struggles with addiction, loneliness, hunger, unemployment, mental illness, or sickness. Especially we remember today Iris Cook, Alexandra Rostoni, Elvira and Joe Colthard, Rhonda Crosby, Susan Phillips, Donald Seltzer, Don Juskuski, Jill Harper, Sharon DeSantis, Bob Shirky, Sharon Cunningham, Jeff Parker's uncle Tom, Daniel Baisley, Linda Leonard, Holly Allen and her mother, Derek Kilborn, Ann McRae's brother-in-law Donald Wilkie with his passing, and the family of Doug McLean with his passing. We remember also, Lord, those that serve our nation here and overseas, especially Corey Middleton, Tristan Morrison, Jamie Soulier, Jaron Soulier, Rob Nolan, and all those that have returned safely from their service at home and overseas and returning into our communities. Hear us, O God. God of life, draw us into the body of Christ and make us grow in faith and hope. Fill us with hearts of thanksgiving made visible in our words and actions for the sake of the whole world. Hear us, O God. God of delight, fill us with songs of praise and hope, even in the midst of despair and death. Comfort the grieving. Strengthen our faith until the day we will be gathered around your throne, singing in eternal praise. Hear us, O God.
Mercy is great. Trusting in the presence of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, we commend all for whom we pray, dwelling in the light and the hope of Christ, our Savior. Amen. If you'll please be seated, we receive our gifts for the work of the Lord Jesus. For those dear people listening to us on WPHM, either by simulcast or radio, as well as later by listening on your PC device, internet, and to hear us on WPHM.net. We greet you this holiday time. We have celebrated through these days many things. Many changes have happened to many people. I had indicated Christmas Eve after the 4 p.m., two families indicated to me deaths, including one was a stillbirth.
The other one was another one who had a rapid growing cancer, and she was dead in a month. To realize that this is not just joyful for many, it's joyful perhaps for us, and thank God for that. There are others carrying heavy burdens. We acknowledge that, as I indicated to you in the Blue Christmas celebrated over at Grace Episcopal. We are a people united in this community, and by your gifts and your support, by leadership, by volunteers, we are enabled to do our ministries with sisters and brothers from other faith communities. For this year, 2019, we are still committed, and I'm waiting for our creativity to spout out suggestions from our Old Town meeting for the month of January. We'll also have a conference ELCA pastors meeting here the third Tuesday, and as in fashion all these years, I will make for them lunch, and we will gather and do ideas and building for this year. I hope with the start of a new year, all that secular talk about New Year's resolutions, but I hope that somewhere in the schedules of your life, you'll build with the start of a new year, a time, if you don't have a devotional life, you create one for the first time in your life. It is as we hear God's word and meditate on it, like the scripture says, day and night, that we discover who we are and what we're on earth for. You know, what is the purpose of our life? And take that seriously for 2019. Make every day count from the very beginning of this year. For those who may remember some things that we have done, there is not a New Year's Eve service this year because of diminishing attendees and other choices people have to do something different than worship on New Year's Eve. So there is not going to be a service. That does not mean you can't honor God in your life. In your now insert, you know we sent out a newsletter. If you were not here, did not get it from mailings, they're at appropriate stations in the sanctuary. Please pick up your newsletter. We did just a small one because we're doing the weekly e-letters. We did one last Monday. I was able to jam it in before Christmas Eve, and we'll do one tomorrow. So we'll fill in the gaps that the newsletter did not give you. That was my whole plan. Many things that you'll be watching and looking for, schedule of worship services, events in which we do things as the people of God. Yesterday in talking, I just thought, God is incredible. I decided to call Shirley and daughter Candy yesterday, McLean, with Doug's passing on Christmas Day. And I thought, well, I gave him a couple days, so I'll try calling him. When I did, Shirley said, as she answered the phone, she said, Pastor, we just brought home a half an hour ago Doug's cremains. I said, that's got to be tough. She said, it was. They're going to wait, and Candy came on the phone. The three of us talked. They're going to do an interment later in the year in the month of March. We'll disclose date in case it changes. They're requesting a meal, which I happily said since they've probably made hundreds of them with me. So there'll be a special meal that they, whatever they choose, they will have. Then a surprise, just a different thing, but understand every situation is unique, so don't ever think everything's the same. We will have his cremains here, we'll do the service. They're gonna depart with the cremains, take them back to Pennsylvania. The wish of the people is to wait until Shirley passes away, then they'll both come back here for interment at our Savior. So interment will not take place after the funeral, will be excused. Oh, and Doug had one more request, so I gotta do my research. He wants a bagpipe player for Prelude and Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art as the conclusion. That'll be different for us, though I've gone through many of them with the community. So, it'll be in March, and it'll be before Easter or April. It'll be after what is it? Doug, what was that we looked on? St. Patty's Day. I said it will be. They wanted it after that. So you look at the calendar. Our worship continues as we give thanks to God. We sing our offertory prayer, Good Christian Friends, Rejoice and Sing. Congregation, you may be seated for the fifth and final reading. I assume I'm the lectern. Don't see anyone coming up. From, what's that? Oh, absolutely. I would love a female voice, and you do it such a great job. Jane is our lectern.
Our lesson 5, the birth of Christ. The scripture is Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had your womb, all this took place to fulfill what had your womb, oh, I'm sorry, it's a repeat. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Appropriate response to be saying, you're the vessel, is to praise the Lord as Mary did in the Magnificat. If you'll please rise, we sing Joy to the World.
Thank you.
Turn it off so you don't have to hear me singing. Turn it back on to talk. So I speak the benediction. Following that, we'll eliminate the closing hymn because of the hour. And then when I have exited, we'll do the dismissal by Jane from the narthex. So hear the blessing of God. God the Creator, who delights in you. Jesus the Savior, who is born for you. And the life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless and keep you in hope and peace. Amen. Amen.
Been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. Begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.